You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Nesi'im, the head of the tribes, the brought korbanot. So the first korban, who brought the first korban? Who brought the first korban? Yehuda Tzadik. So now, here it's very interesting that in the korban of Yehuda, it doesn't mention Nasi. All the other korbanot, the head of tribes that they brought, it mentions Nasi. Did you notice? It doesn't say Nasi. Doesn't? Why? Okay, doesn't mention Nasi. Huh? Doesn't mention Nasi. And not only that, it says Ve Korbano. Ve Korbano. Babno Achaim Aradosh, Mechaim Ben Atar, Sechutu Maren Aleinu, asked Ve Korbano means and his Korban. So now the question is why in Korban after Yehuda doesn't mention Nasi? Does mention? What type of chumash you have?
The other one doesn't say.
Oh, other one doesn't say. In our chumash says, "Vehi amagrib bayom arishon et korbano nachshon ben Aminadab." Doesn't say nasi here. Our chumash doesn't say. Yours says? Yeah. It says. Ours written like this. It doesn't say nasi. The others, it says nasi. But Yehuda doesn't say. And not only that, it says Ve Korbano. How about Rabbi Yehuda? Be waiting. It's a chidush. You notice it doesn't say Nasi.
No.
No, it doesn't say.
Ve is Hayar.
No, Ve means Va, and. It's like Vav in Persian. So the first question is, how come it doesn't say Nasi? And also, Hakam says, Ve Korbano. Should say Korbano? Ve Korbano. Nasi? Nasi means head of the tribe. So now here, who actually should have been the first Korban?
Reuven.
Why Reuven?
Was firstborn?
What does it say he was firstborn? Reuben was firstborn?
Mm-hmm.
Really? I thought... So he lost it. So he's not firstborn. No, he's not firstborn. No? Yaakov Avinu took the firstborn away, no?
Yes.
So he's not firstborn. So who should have been the first Korban? Who? If you would make a decision that who should be the first Korban, who?
The next
in line. Who?
The next in line, where is older? After Reuben?
Shimon? Shimon? Where is Shimon? No?
Not Shimon for sure, because he got colors.
Shimon? No, he doesn't like Shimon.
Shimon and Levi.
Levi?
No.
Also, no. Levi?
No.
Levi, I think he backed up Moshe, no? You have other choices? Any other choices?
Yosef.
We can do Magbit. Yosef? But Yosef is not here. Only his children, Menashe and Ephraim. Yosef is not part of the, you know, he was replaced by his children. How come you don't like Yehuda? I don't understand. What was wrong with Yehuda?
I have no problem with Yehuda.
I just asked you who should have been first. You said Reuven. You didn't say Yehuda. Did you?
Yeah.
I'll check the recording here.
Okay.
Why Yehuda?
He stood up for his stood up for Binyamin.
Yehuda?
He showed leadership and courage.
For yourself, you mean?
Against yourself. Yes.
Yeah. I'm sorry? Why?
So they bring the Dodaim in for his mother?
That was Reuven.
No, that was Reuven.
Yeah. And it's good we do Chazara here. Your review.
You're so quiet. Say something.
No, he's testing us. Of course, Yehuda. Yehuda is a king, melech. Who else should bring? Of course, Yehuda. Why are you making choices? I don't understand. Tell me, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Yehuda, nachon? So now here, we see a very interesting thing. That he doesn't mention Nasi, why? Because here, Yehuda, even though that he had all the right to bring the first korban, but he was so anav. Yehuda was so anav, so humble. Why? He said, I don't deserve to bring the first one. Even though that he is the king. And that's why the term of the Nasi, the title of Nasi, is taken away. And not only that, he says ve'orbano. What does ve'orbano means? And his sacrifice. So whenever you have a vow, no. You always, the way you make a statement, you say this and this, right? So what does that mean? There was something?
From before.
Before. So here it says, ve'korbano, and he sacrificed, that means, it's just like I'm not the first one, there was something before me. So that means, the body is there to show how Yehuda was so humble, that even he considered himself that before him was another korban. You know what that is? Melech, the king. And not only that, Mashiach comes from Shevet Yehuda. You see what an anibut, what a humbleness that we see, even that he brought the first set of offering, but still he brought it as a simple person. There's no title of Nasi. There's no bragging. There's no Ge'ava. And this is exactly.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.